from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Eurostar trains traveling between Britain and France were stopped for several hours overnight because of suspicions that illegal migrants were blocking the tracks. It's one of the latest developments in Europe's migration crisis. The trains halted in front of the Eurotunnel when officials raised the alert that migrants might be in the tunnel. On Tuesday, German Chancellor Angela Merkel called on European countries to quickly come up with a joint asylum policy, which she said would include setting up migrant registration centers at crucial points. German police official Rainer Scharf in the border district of Rosen near Austria said Tuesday that authorities are prepared for mass migrations to continue. Meanwhile, Germany expects to take in 800,000 people this year. A former Congolese rebel leader known as the Terminator went on trial Wednesday at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Bosco Ntaganda, one of the founders of the M23 rebel movement, denies the 18 charges against him. They include 13 counts of war crimes, attacking civilians, rape, sexual slavery, and enlistment of child soldiers, as well as 5 counts of crimes against humanity. Gunmen wearing military uniforms kidnapped 18 Turkish workers Wednesday in Iraq's capital. The workers are employed by a construction company, Nural Insat, which is constructing a soccer stadium complex in the mainly Shiite Habibia district in northeastern Baghdad. The gunmen kidnapped the workers around 3 a.m. There's no indication of the identity of the kidnappers or their motives. This is VOA News. Major stock markets in China and elsewhere in the region saw another day of volatile trading Wednesday as a head of the IMF warned that concerns over Asia's economy are reverberating across the globe. Shanghai stocks plunged nearly 4.5% at opening before recovering to finish down 0.2%. In Tokyo, the Nikkei also tumbled in morning trading but ended the day down only 0.4%. Trading was basically flat in Seoul and Sydney. Scott Kennedy, one of the Centers for Strategic and International Studies, says China has played a big role in the global economy, but things have changed.
It's going through a massive transformation, and they've had big problems with their stock market. The devaluation of the renminbi a couple weeks ago left folks spooked. They're not sure that Chinese leaders are good managers of their economy anymore.
Again, that is Scott Kennedy. South Africa's parliament averted an impeachment proceeding against President Jacob Zuma over his government's refusal to arrest Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who visited in June. The government failed to detain him as ordered by a local court. Mumsy Mame is the leader of the opposition Democratic Alliance.
The constitution of our country proceeds for impeachment proceedings in this constitution when a president commits such a serious violation of our constitution.
But Lindwe Zulu of the ruling African National Congress opposed the motion.
I wish to state from the onset that the African National Congress will not support this motion. It is a motion aimed at discrediting the leadership of the African National Congress as led by President Jacob Zuma.
The government insisted Mr. Bashir had immunity while attending the AU event. Mr. Bashir is under indictments by the International Criminal Court for war crimes. Human Rights Watch has called for Houthi fighters and pro-government forces in Yemen's southern city of Aden to humanely treat detainees and to punish anyone responsible for committing abuses against them. The Houthis seized Aden in March, but fighters backing exiled President Abdul Rabu Mansur Hadi reclaimed the port city months after clashes. North Korea has denied apologizing for a landmine explosion that injured 2 South Koreans and says Seoul risks hurting bilateral relations if it implies otherwise. The North Korea's expression of regret over that attack was a central part of a deal reached last week to end a period of especially bitter hostilities between the two neighbors. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.